Hi, my name is Alinda, and I have a new life in Christ. I could tell you 50 or more sin struggles, but tonight I will share about my struggle with self-protection. Hey guys, hello. This is very loud. My earliest memory from the age of 3 includes my mother attempting suicide by car with me as her passenger. We both survived, but she was placed in a state mental hospital for years. This left me moving between family members whose plans were never to care for a 3-year-old girl. My family members casually attended church once or twice per year, so the name of God was uttered at Easter, Christmas, or when someone died. I had no concept of a personal relationship with God. He was much like my absent father, unavailable and disinterested in me. I learned at a young age to anticipate the needs of adults in my life, thus birthed my struggle with self-protection. Depression, anger, alcoholism, and drug addiction afflicted the adults around me. Physical, emotional, verbal, and sexual abuse dominated my young life, and I struggled to protect myself the best way I could through the turmoil and trauma. By my teens, I'd had multiple sexual abuse perpetrators, and I believed, wrongly, the abuse was my fault. I'd like to take a moment to address those of you who also have sexual abuse or assault as part of your story. It was not your fault. It is not your fault. Any guilt or shame you feel about your abuse is not from God, and He wants healing for you. You are deeply and endlessly loved by the Creator of the universe. Mired in false guilt and intense shame from my abuse, self-protection began as a tool to help me survive. Instead, it became my defense against all harms and pain, real and perceived. I began drinking alcohol and using drugs in my teens to shield myself from the memories and nightmares plaguing me. This eventually evolved into an addiction to pain medications lasting 2 decades. I engaged in promiscuity, abusive relationships, pornography, and failed marriages before the age of 24. I was a mess. As I look back on that time, I see 2 Alindas. The one others saw, outgoing, friendly, funny, and the one I knew in my deepest heart, pained, shameful, dirty, guilty, a fake, always in fear of being found out by the people in her life. If someone got too close to the real me, I ended the friendship or relationship. The tool of self-protection became a shield between myself and the rest of the world. This shield kept me from partaking in authentic, abiding relationships. It became the core of a 30-year battle with depression, anxiety, and crippling fear. Even when I was deep in my sinful patterns, God worked on my behalf. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." I married the love of my life 16 and a half years ago and began the journey of attempting to live a life for Christ. I had no model for doing this and stumbled for 13 years. The pain of my past I tried to bury deep within me refused to stay buried. In January 2016, I contemplated suicide as my mother had done 40 years prior. I sought help through a faith-based psychiatric facility. Tired of struggling, I wanted relief and healing in my life. The outtake nurse suggested I try a recovery group for those who had been sexually abused or assaulted called Shelter at a church called Watermark. My family and I had begun attending Watermark a month earlier, so I took the leap and started the program. The Lord used the Shelter ministry and the women in it to provide healing I'd previously never thought possible in my life. My first glimpse of Christ-like friendships began during my time in Shelter. At the end of the program, I was ready to lead a group, except I wasn't. I was told I could benefit from a year in regeneration. I laughed because I was all better. What could possibly be taught in regen that I didn't already know? It turned out a lot. Shelter helped me deal with the things that had been done to me, while regen helped me sort through the choices I'd made in the aftermath of my abuse. I'd left a path of destruction in my wake. The Lord taught me through my weeks in groundwork that he was in control, and I needed to trust him with my struggles and my pain. I now know that through the weeks spent in groundwork, God was preparing the exact group I needed to walk through the steps alongside. All in for Christ, I worked each step with enthusiasm. I decided I wouldn't think of regen as a year-long program. I merely thought of the following Monday's commitment, then the Monday after that, and the Monday after that. In step three, trust, I realized I'd trusted the Lord with my eternity, but not my daily life. He wanted it all. So I stepped out in faith, believing that he was in control. It was a turning point. I filled my inventory workbooks pages and finally discovered my struggle with self-protection. Things started making sense, and I finally saw the root of my depression and anxiety. Step five, confession, was one of the greatest moments in my life other than marrying my husband and birthing my three daughters. I sat in a circle with seven sisters in Christ and shared my entire inventory. The fear of being rejected after showing my truest self with others was proven false. They loved me through the process, and I was finally truly and fully known to others. Words cannot express the freedom I found at that moment. I will cherish it always. Step nine, amends, taught me to keep short accounts and own my part in every conflict. Regardless of the other person's role, I learned to ask forgiveness for my 1% through my 100%. Drawing a circle around myself and working on what was inside was revolutionary in my marriage and in our home. Our children now even make daily amends with one another when they harm each other. Sitting in my commencement ceremony exactly 1 year after beginning my journey through regen, I realized the women around me were more than friends. They were sisters whom I love and love me in return. I'm thankful for the great healing the Lord has done in my life. I have been narcotic free for 3 years this month. I've been fortunate to shepherd a group of amazing ladies through the shelter program, and am currently serving as a co-leader to a wonderful group of women in regeneration. Having a front row seat to see how the Lord uses these ministries in the ladies' lives is a great joy and gift to me. Yet, I can't put the steps on a shelf because I am still a sinful person prone to wander. Depression still tries to inch its way into my life. The difference now is that I have hope, the hope only found in a perfect Savior. That hope is available to each of you as well. Romans 15:13 tells us, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." My prayer for you is to allow the Lord to work in your life as he uncovers the roots of your struggles. If this is your first time in regen, welcome. Walking through those doors can be really intimidating, but well done for being here. You are surrounded by people who love the Lord and want to walk through recovery with you. How amazing is that? My name is Alinda. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from self-protection, and to God be all the glory.